Rebecca.
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, we're coming to the end of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so our social media campaign is still going.
Mm-hmm.
The social media campaign actually will be in the newspaper, I believe, after the end of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, all the various hashtags.
I have to stop you.
Yeah.
Just in case someone is tuning in for the first time, can you just tell everybody who you are, what you do, and the whole, you know, the spiel, just in case?
I am Rebecca Alamillo. I am a victim advocate with Columbia Green Domestic Violence, which is the domestic violence victim advocacy agency for Columbia and Green counties. We are part of Community Action of Green County. And we have two domestic violence shelters, two non-residential offices serving victims who have not, who may are just still living in the community, an aftercare program, and we provide advocacy, counseling, court accompaniment, and assistance through all phases of any victim's process.
Okay, that's cool. And this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
It is. October, right? Is.
Yep. So what we tried to do, and we was pretty successful, right?
I think it was a successful month. I've been in every Wednesday, and Vern and I have discussed different facets of domestic violence awareness.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the campaign that's going on right now on our social media pages. Hashtag why I stayed, hashtag why I left, hashtag why I advocate. Because what we found is that a lot of our survivors have become advocates in their own right, which is fantastic. And it's to bring social awareness to the fact that there are reasons, valid reasons, why people stay in abusive relationships. And there are valid reasons why people leave abusive relationships. And all of those reasons lead to why people advocate for others,
mm-hmm,
that are in abusive relationships. So it's been a really powerful month.
We also had a recap. We can recap quickly while we have Slay here, about the hashtag Me Too. If you want to, just in case someone is listening in and they saw this hashtag roaming all over Facebook.
Absolutely. The hashtag Me Too has been used by people to signify that they have been a victim of sexual assault or sexual harassment in their lifetime. You don't have to include your story on that. It's just simply people posting the words hashtag Me Too just to show solidarity.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Anything you're bringing us this week?
You know what? This week, to be really honest, I was the victim of a horrible migraine for the past couple of days.
Oh,
and
okay.
I know that as last week, we talked a lot about pop culture and what we teach our kids watching movies. And as I was leaving, Vern and I were kind of talking about the stuff that we as adults watch and read.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a big hater of romance novels. And I was one of the people who was like, listen, what are people learning from 50 Shades of Grey? So Vern and I talked a little bit about that as I was leaving.
Yeah.
And I wasn't talking about like the in the bedroom stuff for a nice giggle.
No.
So giggle. We talked a little bit about that. So this week, I think we were just going to kind of let it fly and see what else we needed to cover. We've talked about the effects on children. We've talked about red flags. We've talked about traits of batterers. We've covered a lot in 4 weeks.
Yeah, we have.
We have.
Maybe we should just like recap and just give everybody all the information that they might need if they are someone that is a victim of, or if they know someone, you know, so that they'll be able to reach out to whoever and get the help that they need.
First and foremost, if you are a victim of domestic violence or know someone who is a victim, or you're just concerned about a friend or family member, you can always call our 24-hour hotline. The number is 518-943-9211. There is always someone on staff who can talk to you and guide you or give you advice or tell you where to call if we're not the right people to be talking to. The number one thing, if you're a friend or a family member of someone who you think may be a victim, is just let them know that they're not alone. Let them know that you're there to listen, that you're there to support them no matter what their decision is. The decision to leave someone who is abusive is not an easy one. It's a really, really hard, heartbreaking decision to make. And there are a lot of reasons why victims stay. On our hashtags, we've had things submitted like, I stayed because he told me if I ever left, he would kill me. I stayed because I wasn't sure it was abuse. I stayed because it seemed so much worse for other people than for me. I stayed because I knew when we went to court, they were going to get access to our kids. I stayed because they had all the money. There are a lot of reasons why victims stay. There are equally as many reasons why victims leave.
Do me one more favor. can you give everyone the definition of domestic violence? Because I thought that was very important. You know, that definition holds a lot.
Domestic violence is a pattern of controlling coercive behaviors that one partner uses to gain power and control over the other. Domestic violence is not a one-time event.
And you said that there's no such thing as the M word, right? Mistake?
No, it's not a mistake. It's on purpose. Absolutely.
Yeah. Me and her went back and forth with this, the whole thing, you know, because, but then with the whole, it's a pattern. I think that's where the whole, it can't be a mistake because, you know, the second time, you know.
That's your linchpin. Mm-hmm. It's a pattern.
Hey, I took my picture last week, Slay. Did you bring any of those things?
I left it here last week when I left.
Oh, man. Remember those pictures? Yeah, I took mine last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any questions for our great professional advisor, Slay?
Just, you know, great information as always. I'm just happy to be back in the building.
I kind of missed that chair, though. I got to be honest. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Nah, you knew he was going to sit there when he
I know.
And he came in. We had mail today, so it was a good day.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Shout out
and
to
it's
King
also
Cole.
The Harvest Drive. Yes. Do you remember me?
This is what's going to happen.
So we got a couple of dollars left, right? I thought they said, you know, they bumped it up because we got some big.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I've been listening to WGXC.
A lot.
Every day, all day, different things. Because I got to move back and forth in the car a lot, man. So I've been hearing some things I never did hear before. And when I'm back, I just want a couple of shows I got to put on notice because when they were shouting out other shows, I didn't hear Drive Time.
Uh-oh. The one thing I will say is that Holly and Justin, something to talk about. They always say us and we always say them. Oh, you know who else gives us a lot of love is Cheryl. Shout out to Cheryl.
Yes, shout out to
Jazz
Cheryl.
Disturbance, she's cool like that. You guys, let's take a break. We got Cricket coming in, and Cricket Coleman, she's running for coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really, like, I don't know the word I want to use, but she's nervous.
Yeah. Is she?
Yeah.
I met her out there. I'm going to give my apologies. Normally, I would stay for the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who don't know, Chatham Boys Modified Football is having their final game right now against Hudson Boys Modified Football in Chatham. And I love both of those teams completely.
I'm about to say, give the history backdrop why this is
a
so important.
A lot of those boys played together as the Northern Columbia County Pop Warner Wildcats.
Man, and they won the Super Bowl, right?
They won the Super Bowl together last year.
Yeah.
So this is not just my kid playing. These are my kids.
Yeah.
So I am going to scoot out of here during the break and go watch my boys play football.
This is tough.
Normally, I would never miss this show for anything. Y'all know that.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I was here, but they're probably at halftime at this point, so I got to go catch my boys.
Well, we want you to stay for photo op. We're going to take a quick break.
I'm going to stay for the photo op.
Okay, if you want to donate, and we really need you to.
Yes, you need to donate.
And donate in honor of Drive Time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? We take pride in that.
Donate because it's community radio.
Yeah. What was the young lady's name?
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen. Slay, I'll tell
Mary
you.
Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen came in mid-show last week. We were talking about the importance of community radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in and donated during Drive Time because she said that Drive Time is her favorite show because of the number of community agencies you guys bring in.
Oh, Mary Ellen.
And it was awesome.
I'm telling you, you would have been in awe. Lynn knocked on the door and said, do you guys have time to talk to a fan? Now, you know, we don't believe in fans. We believe in supporters.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just like, I'm just so happy that you guys are doing the radio that you're doing. And I told Mary Ellen, I said, when Slay gets back, we got to have you come sit in for 5:30 Freestyle.
Yeah, yeah, we have to.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
We have to.
It was like my breakfast.
That's so dope. I love stories like that.